I didn't line up a speaker this time I didn't line one up as a formal thing. However, I see Holly. Do you want to say anything or give us an update before we get into the crux of the agenda?
I just forgot to respond to you yesterday, Cecilia, and I had like 30 minutes. So if anybody has any questions, I just always like to make myself available to respond to any questions that somebody may have reference to the task force, to COVID.
I have a question just because something just kind of came up in a conversation. A faculty member said they had a student that had a fever. And I said, well, do you know the proper protocol? It's, you know, it's on the website and on the red banner. And I think sometimes it's easy to forget, oh, do I go to this person? Should they go to Jefferson County right now? Should I send them over to our health department? You know, and so it's that, it was one of those kinds of things. I don't know if, and I know the ribbons up there. I don't know if there's a simple way to give out a little bullet of something like that, just as it occurs, reminder, a student says, I have a fever, do this now. And so they don't have to read through all of the information that's presented, thinking they may not read through it all because there's a lot to read.
So I can respond to that. I'm trying to grab for something. So because I'm not going to have, I don't have it in front of me, of course, when I need it, but I created a flow chart and it is, there's one for faculty, there's one for employees. So the one for employees I'm finalizing now, but the one for faculty I shared with every college dean. And I have met with every college except for, except for yours, Jane. I think I was not there. I did a follow-up email. But anyway, so there's this very brief flow chart, and it just says if a student, really anybody, if anybody has one of three things happen to them, if they realize they, if they test positive, if they're feeling symptomatic, or if they say, I was just called and I'm considered a contact, meaning I have come in contact with somebody who was positive, that individual immediately needs to leave campus. And while they're leaving campus, they need to call their supervisor. And then as soon as they finish that, they need to call the Shepherd University Health Center.
Okay.
So that those are the three really quick steps. So if somebody's symptomatic or positive or has a contact, they need to leave campus, call your supervisor, and then immediately let the health center know.
I did suggest that she call the health center on behalf of the student. And I wasn't sure if the student was here. Mm-hmm. It's the first time they did an in-class hybrid class mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. And then I also suggested to go to Jefferson, is it Memorial?
To well, get tested? Yeah, it's Jefferson Medical. Yeah, there's Berkeley Medical and there's Jefferson Medical, but I mean, that if you go straight to the hospital, you're going to be going into the ER or the, you know, whatever. If it's a student and they, because the information I just gave you is really about employees. If it's a student and they live on campus, they need to go straight to their res hall, get in touch with their RAs. The RAs have been instructed. They know what to do and we'll handle it from there. Okay. If they're a commuter student, they do the same thing. They get in their car, they go home and they call the Shepherd University Health Center. And again, you'll see, I'll email this flow chart, Cecilia, I'll send it to you and then you can send it out. It's pretty basic, pretty simple. And you're right. You're right, Jane. So in the heat of the moment, somebody comes up and goes, I don't feel well. And you go, oh my God, what was I supposed to do? So we're keeping it really, really easy. Keep in mind that there's a difference between the Shepherd University Health Center, which is here on our campus in Gardner, run by Becky Bowler. And then we have the Jefferson County Health Department, which is the overall health authority or authority on all health issues. They're the final authority on things. So we are working, we literally talk to them every single day, every day to just catch each other up and make sure, because Shepherd University is a big deal in Jefferson County. We have a lot of bodies here. So we do that every day. So Cecilia, once I get that one completely finalized for staff, I'll send it. I already have one ready for students. So
thank you.
And there's a question that I thought of while you were talking, Holly, which is if you contact if you have to contact our health center, then is there testing there, or do they send you somewhere for the testing? How does that work?
So the reason we want you to call our health center is because Becky and I are dealing with this every day, all day, especially Becky. And so she can immediately tell you, she can guide you. And if it's an employee who's calling, she is going to say, look, you probably need to call your primary care physician. She will tell you, yeah, you know, you might need to be tested. She'll help you figure out where to be tested. We are not at the moment doing testing for staff or faculty. Because we don't have a lab here, and et cetera, et cetera. In an emergency, we have some tests that we can test our students if they're just too sick to to go to Berkeley Medical or wherever. But no, we're not doing the testing here. The other piece is, you know, people just asked me last night in Faculty Senate, and they're like, you know, really, Holly, are these numbers that you're reporting accurate? And how do we know they're accurate? Well, what I said is, we only know what we know. Right? So when you go to like the WVU site, it'll have every day, it'll have these different numbers up because they are doing testing, or they were. We, as a smaller institution, we're not continuing to do testing. So when our numbers go up, it is because students and staff are calling and saying, hey, I just tested positive, or I'm feeling symptomatic, or whatever. That is the only way we know. And it is so critical that we work as a community and we tell the health center what's going on. Because Becky and I are able to, again, in concert with the health department, we know that there is potentially some clusters that may be popping up in the county. But that's why it is critical. It is critical that just pick up the phone and call Becky and say, I had a staff member who went home with a scratchy throat, whatever. And she's able to follow that. It's just really, really important.
I guess one question that has come up from members of the community is that, because we did all the testing and we announced the results, is the next question was, well, are you going to continue testing? And I guess the answer is no. Is there any plan to, I mean, are we doing any sewage things or any of the stuff that the other places are doing?
Yeah, the sewage thing is that's a big deal. If we could figure out how to do that. The first set of tests were done at the mandate of the governor, and the state paid for it. We do not have plans yet at this point to do widespread testing, and I'm not even sure we would want to. I would say the next opportunity or next thing we might want to think about is surveillance tests, or now these rapid response tests, which 6 weeks ago were looked upon as, let's not use those, let's use the PCR test, because they're very, very, they're highly sensitive. The ones that we use, they're very sensitive. The rapid response are a little less sensitive, but you get the results back in 5 minutes. And so now people are leaning kind of doing that. It changes every day. So we don't know, and we have to take the lead from the state and from HEPC. So Alan and I are on a council president's call every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. As soon as they say what they think, or as soon as the governor announces what he wants to do, we'll let you know. But right now there are no specific plans for another widespread testing like we did before.
Holly, can you explain the what you just said that you're on with Alan Perdue again? I'm sorry, I missed the name of that.
It's just a group of all of the top leadership of the different colleges in the state of West Virginia. I think they casually call it Council of Presidents. And so since the topic has been about COVID, then I have been joining, but typically I'm not on these calls, but... So it's generally the presidents from all of the institutions or their second or third in command. So I'm only on there just because of the COVID stuff.
Okay.
Will there be testing when they come back in the spring?
Can't answer that yet. If I had to guess, things are going to change 5 times between now and then. We'll probably have 2 more different. We might have the saliva test by then. We might have a vaccine by then. It's just too early to tell.
Does anyone else have any other questions for Holly?
I'm going to throw one more quick thing in.
Okay.
There does seem to be a bug that's going around, and don't quote me, and this is not anything medical. I mean, I am not a doctor. But what I can tell you is that there have been a few folks who have been sick, and they are testing negative. Like a couple times, you know, testing negative. So I don't know, I'm not saying this is the flu. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying that if you start to get sick, it may not be COVID. And I would recommend that you don't rush out immediately to get a test, but wait a day, maybe 2 days, because if you get tested too early, it'll come back negative because it doesn't pick it up. These are all the reasons why you call somebody who's really into this, such as Becky Bowler. She will help you through all of these things. Somebody with some medical background, or call your primary care physician. But there have been a couple cases on campus that they don't have COVID, but they're pretty sick.
Any other questions? Marie, did you want to add anything to the discussion at this point?
I can't think of anything, Cecilia.
Okay. And well, Holly, I sure appreciate you taking the time to, sure, you know, do all these meetings and talk to everyone about it. I think the meeting has become an important venue for people to learn information and be able to ask questions.
Well, I'm happy always to join a meeting. It's easier to talk to a whole bunch of folks and try to answer, because I can't get back to everybody's emails. I try, but if you have anything, pick a phone, call me or email me, and I'll do my best to get back to you. So in the meantime, wear your mask and make everybody around you wear your mask.
Have we been doing well at that?
You know, yesterday I saw some folks out my window, and if I could have gotten down quick enough, I would have gone and stopped them. I almost yelled out the window, but I thought that would be not very attractive, and so I didn't. But, you know, people, we've got to wear a mask, and we've got to tell. If you see somebody walking in the street without a mask on, just kindly say, you know what, this is shepherding. We're serious. We're saying we work too hard to get to where we are to just let a couple people not wear a mask and start spreading. It just makes no sense for us to have this thing flipped because somebody wouldn't wear a mask or somebody didn't wash their hands or whatever. So I get pretty riled up about that because I know the amount of work that all of you all have done. And it's just, we gotta fight hard to keep ourselves safe and well.
Okay. Well, if there aren't any more questions for Holly, well, somebody wrote, I was on campus yesterday and passed a group of students, 4 or 5, who weren't wearing a mask, and I didn't know a graceful way of telling them to wear it. Shelley wrote that. And I saw someone one day, and she had it like hanging down here on under her neck, and I just looked at her and I said, you need to put that over your nose.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I walk by and I look at them, and I'm like, mask up, mask up. And they go, oh, you know, most of the time they've forgotten.
Okay. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are townspeople saying anything about student cooperation? Yeah. I'm getting a lot of good feedback from the town. Because thank goodness we're working in concert, right? So what we're doing, they're doing, and the mayor's on our task force, and it's enormously helpful that the town is also saying wear your mask and be smart and do these different things, so that way the kids aren't just ripping off their masks as they walk across the from campus to the town. So we're getting a lot of good feedback. We just cannot let up.
Yeah, I guess we don't have the bar situation they had in Morgantown either.
No, that's fine with me.
So Jess wrote, there are a lot of community members and small kids without masks in the community in the evenings. Yeah.
You can always offer to give them, it's never a bad idea to have a few masks in your pocket and offer them as a gift.
On the campus. So community members coming on the campus.
Yes. And that one's really hard.
Because we had your mask signs, so we laminated them and put them up some of our seating areas for students. Doesn't mean they have them up the whole time, but at least we can, it's an easy reference point. You know, you're not debating with them. You just say, hey guys, you know, do you got your mask? Yeah, hey, I just, help us out, okay? And they're good about it. I haven't had anybody, and community people, and a lot of them walk their dogs through our buildings. Sometimes I think that's our conflict that we might see.
Yeah. Well, one thing to keep in mind, nobody wants to be quarantined for 14 days. Yeah. If you are deemed a contact of somebody who is positive, you will be quarantined for 14 days. And that's longer than if you test positive and you're asymptomatic, then you're quarantined 10 days. But the best way to not be a contact is to stay 6 feet away and keep your mask on, because that's what the health department says. They ask those questions. And if you say, well, no, then okay, then you don't have to quarantine because you're likely not sick. And if that doesn't keep somebody's mask on, I don't know what does.
Well, Holly, thanks for talking with us.